Zoomer Radio, I'm still standing, Elton. And the Beatles started the hour. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Gas prices are down 5 cents this morning.
Woohoo!
Down to just it's so true, right? Because it's down to just under $2.08 for a liter of regular. So are you celebrating like Janie, or are you just cringing a little less today, right? Our guest is Dan McTagg, president at Canadians for Affordable Energy. Welcome back, Dan.
Well, it's good to be here, Jane and Sam. It's nice to be able to have good news for a change.
Well, it is a little bit of good news, and another cent overnight tonight, yep. The price drops. Can you tell us what's happening on the international scene, which is fueling, pardon the pun, fueling the price of gas at this moment?
Well, I think it has everything to do with the shortage in supply and realization that these prices are creating something called demand destruction. It's a technical word basically saying, hey, most people can't afford these prices. The fact they're up, what, 40-45% year over year and up 45% from the year before, no one can go to their bank and, you know, pull out that kind of money, much less go to their bosses and say, hey, I need more money to cover the cost of getting to work. So it's now starting to have really a spillover effect. And it's probably one of the main reasons, although it's not the only reason, why banks in the United States, the U.S. Fed and the Bank of Canada are having to raise interest rates because inflation is out of control. It's a bit of a concern, but I mean, I think the numbers that we're seeing today that have driven prices up to such high levels, unprecedented levels, also means that we could be in for an unprecedented drop in gas prices. And that's only because I think we're now looking at the possibility of a global recession. I hate to say that word because it's something that many of us have never experienced. But there is a generation of us that has very much recalls 1981, recalls 1992, 1987. I think we're heading back there, and it's very much an energy-inspired recession.
You know, I'm starting to feel numb to all this. I've gone from surprised to shocked to angry, and now just numb. I'm not celebrating the 5 cent drop. You know, we're really not. We're joking here because 5 cents is nothing when you're already paying well over $2 a liter.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Yes, it's down a penny tonight, as you sort of hinted there. So we're down to 206.9, but I think come Friday, we're going to be looking at another 2 cent decrease. It's now going to start dropping. And this is something that I had sort of suggested could happen only if there were, gathering gloomy signs that all of this is going to spark a bit of a decline in consumption, in demand. So, it's the fact that we got this high is really a series of problems. Mostly, everyone says it was Russia, but Jane, Sam, you and I talked about this a year and a half ago, where I said, it's possible to get to $2 a liter, and here's how. And it didn't even take Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. It had a lot to do with the fact that demand surged dramatically post-COVID, but more importantly, there just wasn't supply. Oil companies have been told, natural gas companies, don't produce. There's going to be this great reset. No one's going to use fuel. We're all going to drive electric vehicles, we'll all have solar panels and windmills. Right. I think that was sort of the goal, but unfortunately, reality set in, and demand is extraordinarily high. I still see this morning where, my goodness, demand for 2023 for oil, despite these prices, is still going to be up about 2%. So that means that this may be a bit of a temporary relief until both the U.S. Fed and the Bank of Canada make a decision to raise interest rates 75 basis points. My God, I haven't heard that since 1981, 82. But that aside, I think we're still heading for much higher prices sooner or later.
Let's talk about using our fuel in the most efficient way. Some tips while we're driving, obviously not pressing the accelerator too hard and too often. And when is the best time to fill up? Like when your tank is half full, empty, three quarters?
I think you buy only what you need. I think you follow gaswizard.ca. That's my little site that I put up. Doesn't cost you anything. Just lets people know when prices are going to go up or down a couple of days ahead. But I think we have to look at the best times, in my opinion, to buy fuel is in the evening. Anytime after 6 or 7 o'clock, you can save a couple of pennies at some stations, not all. I also find weekends tend to be better, especially outside of the big smoke. So you happen to be traveling to, Peterborough, the Corthas, or maybe up towards, Barrie, Huronia, that area, you might find that gas stations there offer on Saturdays and Sundays gasoline even 2 or 3 cents cheaper than what the best prices are here in Toronto.
Hmm. Okay, so just a yes or no answer. Are we ever going to get down to $1.30, $1.40, $1.50 again, ever in our lives, Dan, ever?
Yes, a little bit of optimism, Dan.
No, I turned 60, so it won't be happening in my life yet. No, it's not going to happen unless we're talking a massive global recession, in which case everything collapses and no one that will be... driving old, what my father called them, the old Bennett buggies, where you have a car with no engine and it's pulled by a horse.
Well, thanks for the optimism. Dan McTagg, President of Canadians for Affordable Energy. Thanks as always.
You bet. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Sam.